Now, Saudi Arabia's war planes carry out fresh airstrikes on Yemen shortly after a five-day ceasefire expires. In the early hours of Monday, fighter jets bombed the Tawahi district of the port city of Aden. Zahir and Gamar districts in the northern Saada province also came under Saudi rocket fire. And several other locations in the province that earlier in the day come under attack as well. And also on Sunday, ISIL terrorists shelled the entrance of the city of Attaq and its neighboring areas in the Shabwa province. Over 3,700 people, mostly civilians, have been killed since the Saudi aggression began in late March. Now, the Ansarullah movement in Yemen has slammed the Riyadh-sponsored talks and says it's only engaged in dialogue in Yemen or in a neutral country. I mean, our correspondent Yusuf Mao reports from Sana'a.
Yemen's fugitive former President Abdurrabbu Mansour Hadi, along with 400 Yemeni politicians, launched the first session of a three-day conference in Riyadh, which they say aims to reach a political settlement on the ongoing crisis. The Ansarullah movement refused to take part in the Riyadh negotiations. They believe the current dialogue doesn't represent the demands of the Yemeni population.
This is another dialogue conference, just like the previous conferences, which failed because they do not represent the Yemeni people. They only represent the previous oppressive powers who used to rule over Yemen.
In the first day of the dialogue conference, the embattled Hadi accused the Ansarullah movement of taking over power by force. He called on the group to disarm and to recognize what he called the Yemeni authority.
Hadi means nothing to Yemenis. He was once trusted by them, but he decided to forsake their trust and plotted with foreign nations against them. In addition, he's committed many betrayals. Therefore, he's no longer the legitimate president.
As dialogue continues in the Saudi capital, millions of Yemenis continue to suffer from lack of basic necessities, such as fuel, gas, and water.
The UN envoy to Yemen has called for a five-day extension of the ceasefire so that humanitarian aid can reach the Yemeni population, who are now in danger of going hungry if the Saudi embargo continues. Yusuf Mawadi, Press TV, Sana'a.
Now, political analyst Hussein Al-Bukhayti says that extending the ceasefire in Yemen would not be enough to help alleviate the humanitarian crisis in the war-ravaged nation.
Actually, we only saw a ceasefire in the capital city of Sana'a. And the reason for that, because the UN, the new UN convoy was staying in one of Sana'a hotel, but elsewhere around Yemen, especially in the south and as well in the border area of northern Yemen in Sa'da, there was strikes on a daily basis. And the Saudi want to make same scenario they did in Iraq and in Syria. They want to make it in Yemen. The Yemeni army spokesperson have said that any extension of this ceasefire is welcome. No one in Yemen can say we don't want this ceasefire. I think as well from Ansarullah, if they were asked directly, they welcomed the ceasefire before and they welcome it. They will welcome a new ceasefire. But we need not only ceasefire, we need this blockade to stop. This is what the Yemeni people want.